With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A fatal shooting at a Lexington, Kentucky church remains under investigation, though details are beginning to filter out. The possible motive may have been an act of vengeance by the gunman who went there after wounding a state trooper. Correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Two female victims were pronounced deceased at the scene.
Police Chief Lawrence Weathers.
The suspect was shot by responding law enforcement and was pronounced deceased at the scene.
The Fayette County coroner identified the two victims as 34-year-old Christina Combs and 72-year-old Beverly Gum. Relatives told the Lexington Herald Leader the suspect arrived looking for Combs' sister, with whom he shared three children, according to witnesses. When told she wasn't there, the suspect allegedly said, "Someone is going to have to die then." Audio courtesy WLEX 18. I'm Jennifer King.
Andrew Cuomo says he's in it to win it and will stay in the New York City mayor's race.
Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, who wants to be the city's next mayor, put out a video message Monday saying the fight isn't over after losing the Democratic primary in June. Democratic Socialist and Assemblymember Zoran Mamdani beat Cuomo by 12 percentage points.
My opponent, Mr. Mamdani, offers slick slogans but no real solutions.
Cuomo says only 13% of New Yorkers voted in the June primary, and November is a long way off. Julie Walker, New York.
Expect major delays at New York airports because of weather-related ground stops. Ground stops were issued late Monday afternoon for JFK International, LaGuardia, and Newark Liberty Airport in New Jersey due to severe thunderstorms. The FAA is reporting three-hour arrival delays and two-hour departure delays at all three airports. The National Weather Service has New York City and parts of northern New Jersey under a flood watch through midnight Tuesday. This is SRN News. Americans are concerned about pornography. Michael Harrington has more.
A new poll from the American Enterprise Institute reveals that about 70% of adults want to limit access to online porn. That includes 60% of young men who are the primary consumers of the product. The survey also reveals that amongst the strongest male opponents of pornography are men ages 18 to 24. Meanwhile, statistics indicate that the average age that a young person encounters porn in this country these days is 11. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The International Criminal Court issues arrest warrants for the Taliban supreme leader and the head of Afghanistan's Supreme Court on charges of persecuting women and girls since seizing power nearly 4 years ago. The ICC accuses the Taliban of having severely deprived females of the rights to education, privacy, expression, thought, conscience, and religion. This is SRN News. French President Emmanuel Macron announces more than $7 billion in extra military spending in the next 2 years because of new and unprecedented threats ranging from Russia to nuclear proliferation, terrorists, and online attacks.
In somber tones, President Macron warned that France must mobilize in the face of global upheaval. He emphasized the threat posed by what he called the imperialist policies of Russia, as well as the reduced US commitment to European security. Mr. Macron told French generals and ministers that they were at a pivotal moment, and peace would depend on the decisions they took now. He stressed the need for joint European development of advanced weapons. Only through strength, he said, would the continent remain the master of its own destiny.
The French president laid out the spending plans in a sweeping speech calling for intensified efforts to protect Europe and support Ukraine. More details at srnnews.com.